Your old man got in a fight in the barber shop today. That's what my cousin Curtis said to me 25 years ago this summer. I was living in Manhattan then, and my father back home in Georgia was 80 years old. He did what? I said to my cousin. What did he get in a fight about? Curtis said, I don't know, but they said he threw somebody up against the wall. I haven't talked to him. You better call him. So I did. Dad answered the phone, and I said, Curtis told me you got in a fight at the barbershop today. What happened? You don't get in fights. Dad replied, some little son of a came in and started talking about how the Holocaust never happened. Made me mad. I grabbed him and I said, by God, it did happen. I was there. I saw it. And my father had, in fact, seen the Holocaust during World War II. He served in the 6th Armored Infantry, which liberated the Buchenwald concentration camp in Germany. The young man who got in trouble with my pop that day was practicing something known in academic circles as historical negationism. That's what Holocaust denial is. And the so-called lost cause mythologies about the causes of the Civil War are also examples of historical negationism. I believe if we are to negate historical negationism, it's important for us to remember and commemorate real history. It's important to remember the history of organizations that have done good work in the American South, the region that I love and choose to live in. So I'm taking my time with you today to remember the founding of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1957. The SCLC advocated and coordinated nonviolent action to fight for equal rights for Black people in the South. The roots of the SCLC go back to 1955 and an organization called the Montgomery Improvement Association. The MIP coordinated the Montgomery bus boycott, inspired by Rosa Parks, who decided in December 1955 that she was no longer willing to give up her seat to white folks on the public buses. The boycott lasted 381 days and ended when the U.S. Supreme Court declared it illegal to require segregated seating on public transit. That nonviolent boycott worked so well that a couple of its leaders, including the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the Reverend Ralph Abernathy, joined up with other Black ministers and civil rights leaders to form the SCLC. And the SCLC led countless marches and demonstrations and became instrumental in passing the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and the Fair Housing Act of 1968. To be reminded of such history is important, I think. And at SalvationSouth.com, we frequently remind you of truths from the history of this region we love. You can visit us on the web anytime you want.